The Agriculture Department is rolling out a new performance and award system for employees this fall. Instead of a performance rating of 1 through 5, employees will essentially pass or fail. USDA says the new system will free up more money and time to reward employees for specific achievements. Now, USDA is no stranger to big workforce changes, and they have not always gone well. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me now to explain what's coming next. And, Nicole, let's start with the specific changes. This sounds like a big deal, going from 1 through 5 to pass-fail. What's going on?
I think it is a big deal, especially considering how long the 1 through 5 system has been in place and really the struggles that we've heard about, you know, especially if you think back to the Department of Veterans Affairs and all the performance wait time issues that they had there. And the issue of who's outstanding and who's fully successful and who's not was directly at issue during that, you know, Phoenix wait time scandal. But to get back to what specifically USDA is doing. So like you mentioned, they are moving to a 2-rating performance system. So you're either fully successful or you're not fully successful. Before, you had a whole range of options and outstanding was the top, you know, number 5 option for employees. And, you know, I think USDA says that the fact that supervisors and managers don't have to spend so much time every quarter writing and justifying a performance rating for employees is going to free them up to do different things. And they're actually getting rid of the requirement to write a full-blown performance evaluation for employees. They're looking at other ways that they might, you know, give feedback in the future. Some other interesting pieces to this, cash and time off awards, they're going to change. You know, usually they're based on individual performance ratings. They're usually given at the end of the year. But moving forward, USDA will no longer base cash bonuses and time off awards on those performance ratings. Instead, they're going to be based on specific accomplishments that exceed normal job requirements. That's according to a memo, which we got a copy of from Deputy Secretary Steven Sensky. There's some, you know, really specific changes for time off awards. For example, employees will be able to carry over some of those hours to the next leave year. Before, they couldn't do that. They'll also be allowed to transfer some of those awards if they move to another USDA subcomponent. Before, they couldn't do that either. And then one final thing I'll mention is some changes to quality step increases. So what USDA is doing here is they want to slow them down, which has been actually a priority of the Trump administration. But specifically, they want to make employees eligible for these after 2 years instead of 1. And you're going to have to meet a few different requirements in order to get one of those step increases.
And what does the department see as the benefits here in all of this?
So USDA, I didn't get a chance to specifically talk to them about the policy. They didn't want to comment because it is technically a draft, although they did acknowledge that this is a thing. But I did speak to Don Bice, who's the former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at USDA, and he worked on this policy. And he says the changes with rewards will actually recognize really good performance close to the time that that good performance actually happened. Today, you often get recognized at the end of the year. So here's Bice.
The further away from the specific activity that you want to reward, that you give an award, the less employee thinks it's connected. So end of the year awards really aren't that much of an encouragement for people for specific behaviors. It gets people to think, oh yeah, I'm valued, which is great. But if there are specific things you want people to be rewarded for, the closer in time that you make an award, the more impactful it is.
So that's Don Bice. He's a former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at USDA. He worked on this policy. And, you know, he also said that these changes will allow time for managers who don't need to prepare those pages long performance reviews every quarter or so, and for employees too. Here's Bice again.
More ways to give managers more time to focus on delivering the mission is a good thing. And I think when you go from a 5-tier system to a 2-tier system, now, you're going to have some people who are not going to be happy, of course, but then there's going to be a lot of people who it's going to free up a lot of time to do the work that they're getting, you know, paid to do. You know, employees, rather than arguing, am I a 5 or a 4, We spend a lot of time as supervisors trying to differentiate between the highest performers, and we sometimes don't deal with the poor performers. So we spend a lot of effort on the fives and fours, and we really should be paying more attention to the people who are ones and twos, making sure they get to be threes or fours.
And that's Don Bice, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary for Administration at the Agriculture Department. We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. And there must be some downside to this that somebody is pointing out somewhere.
So USDA employees have seen a lot of change under Secretary Sonny Perdue. You know, there was telework. We can't forget the move of those two research agencies to Kansas City. I mean, some employees even got new email addresses. They've experienced a lot of change. And that is something that USDA leadership has actually acknowledged. Here's Bice again.
All of those things are change. And at some point, the capacity to absorb change does get reached. So the deputy and the secretary making the decision to roll this out now means they've made that decision that, you know, we're still at the Department of Agriculture able to absorb those changes. But that's one thing that you always have to have in the back of your mind: is too much change going to get in the way of achieving the mission? And I know that the secretary was really cognizant of that. So, you know, I'm sure that they've made the determination that this is a change that people can further absorb. But that's always a risk that you take, that too much change may impact the ability to deliver the mission.
Again, Don Bice, a former USDA executive. And, you know, I'll also mention the unions here, Tom. You know, USDA in its statement to me acknowledged that the memo, again, is a draft and they need to discuss these changes with their two major unions. The American Federation of Government Employees is one of them, and they declined to have someone speak to me about these changes, but they did say they planned to submit a demand to bargain over the memo. If you look at their current collective bargaining agreements, they do not reflect these changes that USDA is laying out here. And, you know, I think, you know, employees are used to having a five-tier performance system. They're used to getting bonuses and awards based on those ratings. And in some cases, those with the highest ratings are used to getting quality step increases too. So with all of that changing, I do think there's a potential for some employees to feel that the department is giving them maybe fewer opportunities to succeed and advance through the system like they expected.
Yeah, there's definitely a compression going on here because a lot of issues. Yes, it's true. The filling out and justifying of all these different criteria in a five-level system is one of the most onerous jobs a manager can have. I know from personal experience, having done it for 25 years earlier in my career. And you dread it more than the employees who have to hear it do in preparing them. But on the other hand, you know, that kind of documentation does, or at least in some organizations, can help people to get rewards because you've got evidence and you've got a written document to support it. By the same token, if you want to get rid of somebody, you've got a paper record of year after year, say, of subpar performance. If everything is yes, no, then it's hard to justify the high end and the low end, which is to get rid of somebody.
Right. And, you know, Bice said that training is really going to be key here. The department said they are planning to train their managers and supervisors and employees on this. So I think that is definitely going to need to be there. They're also looking at some new tools that they could use to, because you also run the risk, if you're not giving those regular performance written evaluations, you risk not giving any feedback. And so managers are going to need some kind of tool where they can quickly give feedback to their employees without those long, you know, pages exercises that they did before.
All right. So you could say USDA will harvest what it reaps, or reaps what it harvests. I forget how it goes. Federal News
Network.
Something
on those lines.
Something like that. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco. Thanks so much for joining us and bringing us the latest.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her story at federalnewsnetwork.com.